Hello, this is Adam Lewis Schroeder. I'm going to be reading from Empress of Asia, a novel published by Raincoast Books in 2006. The novel is set, for the most part, during World War II, and the scene we're going to hear is set in Singapore in 1942. The ballroom was gloomy except for little candles on the tables. There were no bright lights, no couples, no band. The dance floor looked as bleak as a winter night. Guys with perfect combed heads sat eating steaks at the tables around the door. A couple of them laughed like ninnies. You gave my hand a little squeeze. I guess that meant you were really annoyed. But those steak sauces all smelled like honest, juicy meat, not the smell of congealed grease like we'd had on Asia. And I realized that I was starved half to death. My legs sometimes gave out when I got hungry like that. I was no good at being hungry. You led me through all the tables and out across the dance floor to the front of the stage. The music stands and chairs were still up there, and somebody had left behind an accordion with a handwritten sign propped against it saying, "We'll be back!" You turned to face me and put one arm around my waist and your fingers to the fingers of my gravelly hand. I leaned down to kiss you, but my jackass lips hit the side of your nose. "We're dancing now," you said. You pulled my arm straight out to the side, and I recognized the dance, so I put my left foot forward, then my right leg between your legs, and started moving you backwards. I did it quickly, so you'd have no doubt that I knew what I was doing. "What's this?" "It's the foxtrot," I said. I smelled your forehead as we went along and decided that that was your exact smell. We were getting closer to the table, so I did those complicated little turning steps. You had your fingers in the small of my back and the middle of your body pressed against the middle of mine. It was different from dancing with my sister Roberta, who I hadn't touched at all if I'd been able to help it. I counted four. Then I counted four. "Shouldn't we dance properly?" you asked. I just kept counting four. "Stop, Harry!" We stopped. I could feel your shoulder blades beneath my hand. One of those officer types scraped a knife across his plate. "Is that how you foxtrot in Canada? Do you have to rush back out to cut timber?" "Well, my sister was usually in a hurry in case her beau came over." "Her beau? What song would you dance to? The William Tell?" "No, 'Tain't No Sin by Lee Morris and her Bluegrass Boys." You looked up at me with your lips in a little knot. Your eyebrows were very symmetrical. You took a step backwards and pulled me with you. Then you did the sideways step, then the backwards step. We went so slowly that I could feel the side of your knee against the side of my knee. We glided right across the floor. So there was no cutting of timber. In fact, Roberta told me to stay off dry land. "Why was that?" "Because the ocean's a lot safer." You leaned into me, so I started to go backwards in the other direction. We didn't have to make the complicated little turns at all. You started singing under your breath, and your accent made the words sound very serious. Of course, Lee Morris was a woman, too, so it didn't sound far off. "When the lazy syncopation step of the music softly moan, step, step." You leaned closer into me, and we did some of the turn steps out in the middle of the floor. I'd never figured that two people could foxtrot so close together. Benny Goodman was a bluegrass boy, but they weren't bad even so. "Concentrate," you said.